Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Marilyn Houghton, H-O-O-T-O-N. Her address is 1199 Diablo, D-I-A-B-L-O Avenue, Chico, California, 95973, number 267, Chico, California, 95973, 530-524-1249. Date of birth is 6/22/1932, 92-year-old, widowed woman, driver's license ID is B1978515, ID is XXXXX9558. Her insurance is she had an advantage plan?
Yeah, she's got the best one there is.
Her insurance is United Healthcare Advantage PPO. ID is 900217343, group 15810.
No pharmacy.
Bidwell Pharmacy.
Pharmacy is Bidwell.
How did you know that? Write it down.
I put her up in.
You put it in the thing. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. You know, you understand. You don't write this stuff down. I can't put it in the record, so we don't know.
It's addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N-D-O. Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064. Fax is 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is recurrent intractable tremor. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring. Marilyn Houghton, a very pleasant elderly lady who was seen accompanied by her son and his wife. New paragraph. They give a history of remote shaking, probable physiologic tremor that has become worse over the last several years to the point that now she demonstrates bursts of generalized, rather gross rhythmic shaking involving primarily the right side of the body and at times both lower extremities. Subparagraph, there is some voluntary control over these symptoms when she, quote, puts her mind to it, unquote. New paragraph. She also gives a history of both initial and sleep maintenance insomnia, having difficulty sleeping at night because of ongoing ruminative thinking, and delayed accomplishment of restful sleep into the afternoon of the next day, feeling that she doesn't want to get out of bed. New paragraph. She denied most generalized other symptoms altogether. New paragraph, she can ambulate without much difficulty and demonstrates virtually no difficulty arising from a chair with some personal effort. New paragraph, her examination demonstrates no cogwheeling and no inducible neuromuscular stiffness to necessarily suggest underlying Parkinson's. New paragraph. Today, her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, with insight and recollection, and no bizarre ideation. New paragraph. She does give a remote history of severe COVID infections on possibly two occasions, for which the family reports that they, quote, almost lost her, unquote. It isn't entirely clear that her tremor accelerated or became much worse after the infectious disease. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and her findings today, noting the MR imaging study of the brain showing ischemic microvascular disease that's fairly extensive, we will obtain the following. Number one, both static and dynamic ambulatory studies would be done to exclude the acquisition of seizure disorder following COVID infection. Number two, I'm referring her to North State Pulmonary Associates for intake and the performance of either home sleep or in-laboratory sleep testing to identify the etiology of her nocturnal arousals, dysomnia, initial and sleep maintenance insomnia. New paragraph, certainly when she returns, there should be a therapeutic intervention. New paragraph, at this time, even though she has evidence of ischemic cerebrovascular disease, we may later want to consider evaluation and referral for treatment for acquired degenerative brain disease. New paragraph, I will perform the appropriate laboratory diagnostic studies when she returns, and then sign with my professional signature.